The following essay was originally aired in 2006. You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, April 23rd, 9:30 a.m. Eastern edge of the Willamette Valley, Sand Ridge Cemetery. Fat, hairy bumblebees hover low to the ground above a shaded patch of nodding pink shooting stars. Dozens of yellow-rumped warblers, kinglets, juncos, white and golden-crowned sparrows pick through the contorted branches of a newly leafed-out maple. These winter birds all will soon disappear from the valley to breed in the far north and in higher elevation forests. A torrent of birds is currently migrating northward from the tropics to take advantage of our seasonal abundance. They will soon arrive and begin staking out territory in which to raise a family. The idealized image of a distant, fertile Willamette Valley must have seemed like paradise to many mid-19th century Americans struggling and competing to survive in an imperfect and racially divided frontier nation. This morning, an immaculate cobalt dome embraces endless fields of luxuriant, well-watered grassland, evoking that magnificent vision without pretense or irony. Mary's Peak rises assertively from the west end of the valley. Its bald summit reflects the abundant morning sunlight from a lingering mirror of brilliant white snowfields. Sand Ridge Cemetery sits on a knoll at the base of Peterson Butte, a 35-million-year-old volcanic remnant that juts up from the valley floor as an irregular cone more than 1,400 feet in elevation. Its deeply wooded saddles are surrounded by grassy intrusions that rise up the flanks of the mountain to its bare peak. Several hundred sheep graze and wander over the butte's eastern slopes. A number of other cone-shaped buttes trail southward as far as Eugene. Skinner and Gillespie Buttes are thought to have originated from the same volcanic event. This site was almost a city before it was fashioned into a cemetery. A vote of Linn County residents in 1855 named Sand Ridge as their choice for a county seat over Albany, Brownsville, and Lebanon, but a later vote changed that decision. Sand Ridge Cemetery was established here in 1858. This location was clearly attractive because of its awe-inspiring 360-degree panorama over the valley. Amazingly, the view has changed little from those early days. Sand Ridge Cemetery holds about 4 acres of fading stone monuments dating back to the early days of settlement in the Willamette Valley. There are a few scattered Douglas fir and big-leaf maples, attended by a number of flourishing lilac bushes whose violet blossoms lend fragrance as well as color to the overwhelmingly green landscape. An empty flagpole occupies the highest point on the knoll. A green wooden shelter with white pews sits with its back to the valley, facing Peterson Butte, as if to venerate the nearby mountain's rugged, imposing authority. Peterson Butte is named for Asa H. Peterson. He and his new bride, Susanna, left Iowa in 1845 after several failed attempts at farming and business. The trip was arduous. Their wagon train, in trying to cut off some distance, became lost and ran out of provisions. The group nearly starved. This, together with harassment from Indians, made their trip one of the most severe on record. They arrived near Portland, floating in the Columbia on a raft. After several false starts, they managed to acquire a 600-acre farm and some healthy livestock, eventually becoming prominent citizens in the area. They and their children are buried here. While I ponder over their grave, I hear a rasping call from the dense thicket of Douglas fir on the northern boundary of the cemetery. A large bird flies through a narrow lane between the trees. It lands in a crotch in the canopy and calls out again to its partner. It is a Cooper's hawk, also known as a chicken hawk to colonial Americans. These secretive birds are reclusive and seldom seen. They only vocalize during breeding season in order to defend the territory around their well-hidden nest. For Friends of Buford Park and Mount Pisgah invite the public to its native plant nursery open house and plant sale on Saturday, May 1st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's peak wildflower season at Buford Park, and the plants at the nursery are on proud display. You'll find a variety of blooming wildflowers, shrubs, and trees for sale. Visitors can tour the nursery facility, learn about park restoration projects and volunteer opportunities, and discover the beauty of over 80 species of native plants, including how to incorporate them into their gardens. If you have sightings or events you would like to report or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.